Today, I would like to talk about one of the most well-known and well-loved of Bible chapters, Psalm 23. Let us read this Psalm of David using the New International Version. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely, your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I have a special fondness for this psalm because, like David, I have the same name. I am a musician, as David was, and for a short while I was also a shepherd. I am hoping to become king one day. So many of the experiences David had, I have also experienced, except I have not had to deal with a lion or a bear yet. Maybe there are members of your family or friends who are shepherds. Being a shepherd is very labour-intensive. You have to spend many hours living with sheep. One of the most important jobs for the shepherd is to make sure the sheep do not wander. I have often seen them find a gap in a hedgerow and start to wander towards the road. It was during those lonely hours while tending his sheep, through his experience of shepherding, that David wrote this psalm. For David, he was living a lonely life outside without a shelter, with the threat of a wolf or a lion coming to take the sheep. David had nowhere to hide for protection or for security, except his heavenly father. We do know David regularly returned to visit his father. We read that his father asked him to visit his brothers who were in Saul's army. He came to visit his brothers just before he killed Goliath in 1 Samuel 17 verse 15. I was living with my parents on our family farm during the time I was looking after the sheep. I knew about being on my own, having to visit the sheep two or three times in the night when the sheep were lambing. In that loneliness, you find you can concentrate your mind on the important things of life, and often it is in those times you can make wise decisions. So where did David turn when he needed help? Remember what David wrote in Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. How good it is for us to know we can take Psalm 23 into our own situation and say, the Lord is my shepherd. But before we can know his loving care in a real way, we have to acknowledge who the Lord is and accept him as our own good shepherd. Like the sheep, this calls for trust in the Lord. Thereby we will know his help and receive total security. Once we find that trust, we will be willing to follow him, knowing wherever he leads us and whatever he asks us to do, however difficult or dangerous, we know he has a good and justifiable reason. But for us all, when going through the hard times, we will have to rest and have time to recover. So, whatever difficulties you may find yourself in, be ready to be led by him to bring you into a place of recuperation. As verse 2 says, he makes me to lie down in green pasture. Sometimes, when we're caught up in the traumas of life's difficulties, the Lord will often take a firm hand and draw us to one side to recuperate. As the verse continues, he leads me beside still and or quiet waters. Have you ever stood by a river or stream and noticed close to the bank some water that appears to be standing still? The water is actually still moving, but going round slowly in a circle. If you filled a bottle of water and left it for a while, it would stagnate and become poison. But If you were to leave it under a tap with a very slow drip, it would be kept fresh and constantly renewed. So by relaxing beside those still waters, as you fix your eyes on the waters with the thoughts of him by your side, you will feel verse 2 of the psalm beginning to take effect. When we have been through very difficult and emotional hard times, maybe we have lost some close friend or member of the family, or someone has hurt you very badly, it can take a long time to recover. But just as the next verse says, verse 3, he restores or refreshes my soul. Living in the fast lane of modern society, we need to stop and have time out to recharge our batteries, both for rest to our body and to our soul. David concludes verse 3 by saying, he leads me by the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The NIV Bible says, he guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. David said in Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or take or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yield its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Jesus reminds us in John 10 verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He also says in John 14 verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus truly is our good shepherd. He is the one we should follow. He will lead us on the right path of righteousness. Then David concludes verse 3, for his name's sake. We, as God's children, should be living righteously as an example to those people who do not know Jesus, but ultimately to draw them to him. So, as the closing words of that verse says, in our hearts we should have the desire to always be doing and saying, for his name's sake. When you and I are peacefully nestled under the guidance and security of the Good Shepherd, then whatever situation comes our way, we know that he will be right with us through thick and thin. Even as verse 4 says, if we have to pass through death or the darkest valley and take that next step even into eternity, we will be able to say, as the verse continues, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. It is something extraordinary to experience, to be in a situation with many dangers around, maybe facing great difficulties, that inside yourself, through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can actually experience a peace and a contentment. Why is this? I believe there are two things which cause this to happen. Undoubtedly, the first reason is because God's Holy Spirit is living in every true Christian. God is able to bring peace into your life in those times of difficulty. But, just as important, something I have experienced many times in my life, the prayers of God's people who knowing what we are experiencing and praying for us, have a powerful influence on the situation we are going through. Be encouraged to pray for your friends and family when they are going through hard times, because God does answer prayer. Verse 4 continues to say, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Let's think back to Moses while leading the Israelites through the desert. Wherever the rod is mentioned, it was used to make a way or to get water out of the rock. The action of the rod emphasized the authority from God behind it. Like David, we have authority of God's word, able to live and walk with him as our authority. Remember Jesus, when tempted by Satan, said, it is written. Again, the apostle in Hebrews 4:12 states, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joint to marrow. It judges the very thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Often, when out walking over rough terrain, I use the rod as a support. We can be assured when we walk through difficult times in our life, we can know His support through those circumstances. We do well to read all of Psalm 121, which reads, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he watches over Israel, will never slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Another of my favorite chapters in the Bible is Isaiah 43, verses 1 to 5, which reads, But now, this is what the Lord says, He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you, I have summoned you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burnt. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are precious and honoured in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. David would also be using the rod as a weapon of discipline. So likewise, when we as God's children take our eyes off Jesus and start to stray, like as a shepherd steers his sheep, so the Lord at times has to discipline us to redirect us back to keep us on the right path. A shepherd would also use the rod or staff for support. So when things are hard going, or the path we are going along is uneven, or we are not sure which way to go, or we become weary, we can lean on the Lord when the road is uneven and difficult. In the middle of times of trouble, we can be assured that the Lord is beside us, encouraging us and sustaining us through no matter how traumatic the situation is. It is something precious to experience the divine peace of God, overwhelming us when we're torn about by persecution, bereavement and grief. David experienced these many situations on many occasions, but was able to say in verse 5, You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. In spite of all that could go on around him, in every situation, David knew the Lord was with him, guiding him and supplying his every need, but still found that peace and assurance that only God can bring to each one of us. When we have the peace of God in our hearts, it brings with us another wonderful benefit. We give out that peace to others like a sweet perfume. It is bubbling up of joy and contentment, which we can impart to others. When we meet fellow Christians, before they speak to us, we can see that peace and contentment in their faces. We can sense that peace in their heart. David had that peace and assurance in his life that caused him to say in verse 5, You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Nehemiah was able to say to the Israelites after successfully rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem in Nehemiah 8:10, The joy of the Lord is your strength. David had that joy of the Lord in his heart, for he was content in his spirit, knowing he could trust the Lord in everything and that he could rely on his God to be his guide and friend in everything. So if we have the Lord Jesus as our good shepherd, we know he will be with us always in every moment of our life, like a protective shadow over us. We can say like David in the last verse of this well-loved psalm, and say with confidence and certainty in verse 6, Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My wife had a dear friend whose husband was a tank driver in World War II. When going into battle during those life-threatening dangers, he had a copy of Psalm 91 pinned to the dashboard of his tank. We remember David fearlessly faced Goliath, so when we are facing grave difficulties, the words of this song can bring a reassurance to each one of us. Let's read this psalm. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terrors of night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, The Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on a lion and a cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, saith the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. How reassuring these words are. The hymn, The Lord's My Shepherd, is well known, but I love the words of another old hymn that sums up Psalm 23. I have a shepherd, one I love so well. How he has blessed me, my tongue can never tell. On the cross he suffered, shed his blood and died, that I might ever in his love confide. The chorus says, following Jesus, ever day by day, nothing can harm me when he leads the way, darkness or sunshine, whatever befall, Jesus my shepherd is my all in all. Pastures abundant does his hand provide, still waters flowing ever at my side, goodness and mercy follow on my track, with such a shepherd nothing can I lack. When I would wander from the path astray, then he will draw me back into the way. In the darkest valley I need fear no ill, for he, my shepherd, will be with me still. When labour's ended and the journey done, then he will lead me safely to my home. There I should dwell in rapture, sure and sweet, with all the loved ones gathered round his feet. Following Jesus, ever day by day, nothing can harm me when he leads the way, darkness or sunshine. Whatever befall, Jesus, my shepherd, is my all in all. In the midst of our trials and testings, the Holy Spirit will bring an invisible confidence and an inner peace in your heart, which only you will know and experience. So you will be able to say with the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 1 verse 12, I know who I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. That day is the day when Jesus calls each one of us home in heaven to live for him, with him, for eternity. I would like to ask you, do you know Jesus as a good shepherd? You can know him today.